I thought we started quite brightly. You know, it was about converting your chances. I think we've had two half-decent chances. But in any game of football, you've got to get it right in both boxes. Unfortunately, we didn't do it in their box, but we didn't do it in our box, stopping the goals going in. I can't remember Kirky having a save to make as such. It was the manner in the goals that we've conceded. Suddenly, I think Bennett looked like he was through one-on-one, and suddenly they've gone up the other end, and the boy Maynard scores. It just shows the quality of the finishing as such. Disappointed with the second goal that we've conceded, from it going directly in from a corner. And then we've got to push for it, haven't we? And we're always going to leave ourselves a bit vulnerable at the back. But like I say, if I thought between the 18-yard boxes, we did okay. Kept the ball well and everything like that and matched them as such. But like in any game of football, you've got to do it right in both boxes.
The two chances at 0-0, though, will that give you a sleepless night tonight, Atty and Bennett?
Then I'd probably give them a sleepless night. That's their job, to score goals as such. I was pleased that we created and got in there, but you expect a little bit more. And if we've got the first goal, I think you never know what's going to happen. Like I say, I was quite pleased with the way we started. We got them on the back foot, we closed them down. They're a good side. They've got good players. They've got pace in the side. Not many, you can see outrun Liam Palmer. The boy McLean has got, he can catch pigeons as such, as they say. But we move on. It had to come to an end, like you say. My focus now is obviously I'll digest it, be disappointed, but we've got to go. Big game now against Charlton here on Saturday.
If anything, could you have moved the ball a bit quicker? And the reason I say that is because they were very quick to close you down, weren't they? Very quick. I guess that's a compliment, actually, the way that they pressed you and tried to starve you of the ball and get in your face like that.
Well, in any game of football, if you can keep somebody's head down, which they did do, my disappointment, when we got into wide areas, it was our final ball. We either picked out the wrong option or we got closed down too quickly. But I still thought we could have, like you say, could have moved the ball or put the ball in the box quicker. And in the end, we're delaying, and suddenly it's getting blocked. Crowd are getting a little bit frustrated. But we learned from it. Like I say, that disappointed to concede three goals. Disappointed that we haven't scored. Disappointed the runs come, but like I say, we put that away now and we can't focus on Charlton.
That's the thing, you've got to look at the bigger picture. It's one game, one defeat in 12. I mean, that said, it's still been a terrific run, hasn't it? I guess you can't go overboard either with any criticism that you might have in that dressing room.
Well, it's a tired dressing room. I think the pitch was sapping. It was a soft pitch with the amount of rain that we've had on, and that we've got to go again on that pitch on Saturday and then go again against Derby here next Tuesday. No credit to the players as such, but my thoughts now are just on the Charlton game now and getting the team ready for that.
How's Semedo? I mean, it was a long stoppage. How serious is it?
He's gone off to the hospital for a picture, so we won't know until... I think it's a bad one as such, but we won't know until tomorrow.
He overstretched. Is there a break in there, a fracture? What is it? If he's gone for a picture on it, then it sounds serious.
Obviously, the physios are a little bit concerned about it. I think it was his weight was on his right leg, and it just sort of collapsed underneath him. So, no, we won't jump to conclusions until the specialists have had a look at it.
Do you know if it's a bone injury or a muscle injury, though?
No, it's a bone injury. I think it's a bone injury. I think it's around the ankle area. Yeah.
What a blow for him. I mean, we only spoke to him yesterday, and you can see the passion that he bleeds for the club. He loves wearing the shirt, doesn't he? That will hurt him desperately.
It'll hurt us, but more important, obviously, is the most important thing. We're worried for Semi. And like you say, on his application is fantastic. Him and Kieran Lee in that midfield have been fantastic. But let's not jump to conclusions. Mm. Let's wait till the specialists look at the pictures.
Debut for your new signing. I think you should sign a Ben Smith to make life easier for us. But difficult, I guess, for a young lad to come in like that. And you've just been beaten 3-0. But I'll get your assessment of him anyway. What was your view on how he did for you overall?
Again, I think he showed his qualities in his speed, his reading of the game. He's got a decent spring. Probably first 10 minutes just caught him out with the speed of the game as such, because again he got closed down a couple of times, but he wasn't the only one. We said to the boys, look, this Wigan side, they'll close you and they'll press you, and that's the negative part of a game of football, closing down, but it gives you the biggest rewards as they've probably benefited from that tonight.
What other work are you doing now in the transfer market? Is it still one and maybe two that you're looking to bring in?
If anything, again, like I say, is that we're always looking to improve and bring better players in. Obviously, Semi's injury now. We seem to be getting one back and one going back into the treatment room as such. Mm. We get Koki back for Saturday against Charlton. Deji's cup tied, he can't play in the cup, so we're hopefully waiting on Glenn Leuvens, but I'm still looking to bring a centre half in and a centre forward.
Any progress? Any light at the end of the tunnel? I'm sorry to keep repeating the question, but one of these days you'll turn around and say, yes, we've made some.
Well, yeah, again, I think, like I've said to you before, and I keep repeating myself, we're all looking at the same players, and we want these players to make decisions. And the most important thing is with the batch of games that we've got coming up, we're having to sort of put these lads out again as such. Like I say, we're getting one back out of the treatment room or one off the one from a suspension. But Semi looks like he's going to be in the treatment room for a while. So, but we'll keep trying and plugging away. And but one thing we do know, like I said to the players, it's a bit of a blip. A run had to come to an end. We didn't want it to happen tonight at home in front of our own fans. But we can start another run. And the most important thing on Saturday is putting a performance against Charlton for the fans to be proud of. And there's a big, big thing at the end of it, a quarter-final place as well.
Well, that's the thing. It's a big one, isn't it, Saturday? Big opportunity for you. And perhaps something a little bit different to focus on rather than all these league games that you've had and trying to get away from the bottom three. You can actually go out and enjoy it, can't you?
Yeah, but then Charlton will be similar, thinking the same as well. But I just said to the players in the dressing room, not many of them have been to a quarter final. I think there's probably Steve McPhail and Glenn Leuvens, the only two that have been to a quarter final. It's a fantastic cup, a fantastic competition. But we've got to make sure we do it right in both boxes, which we haven't done tonight. And credit to the players, we did it right at Reading. We did it right against Barnsley as such. So we've had a fantastic run, disappointed, but like I say, we've got to roll our sleeves up and start a run again.